Yeah, we were consistently poor across the individual performances, which obviously adds up to a collective poor performance. But the review process is very similar for us, win, lose or draw. So I think the takeaway was that, and with the benefit of having a little bit longer to absorb it, is that it's been a long time since we played that poorly, and we've got a team and a group of players who have some credits in the bank. So we certainly didn't gloss over it. There are things that we need to address, but not by panicking. We're pretty clear on what our best footy looks like. We were clear that we weren't allowed in some respects, and we contributed to playing poorly ourselves on Thursday, and looking forward to the chance to play better this week.
The player that certainly has credits in the bank, absolutely
has to be very short. What have you made of his season so far? Well, he's probably a bit similar to any player that we've brought in to our club. There's been some ups and downs fitting in with the way we want to play, the roles that we have planned for those guys. And I mean, everyone's different. I shouldn't lump them all in together. But I don't think we've contributed as well as we could have to his cohesion. You know, he broke his thumb, missed 4 weeks, 4 week hamstring, albeit concurrently with that thumb injury. So there's been some challenges for him, but long term we're still bullish on what he can provide for us.
What's the
week
coming like for you in
We have. There have been bits and pieces, but in some respects we dodged a bullet. Probably I've got a bit of a flesh wound from the trip in terms of extra testing, but you know, when you've had 80 tests, what's 82, or 5 more, who really cares? We're taking the same approach that we took about 18 months ago, which was there are going to be challenges with short notice, and we've got to adapt as quickly as we can and not complain about it. I think there are bigger issues than a little bit of inconvenience. And I suspect we're going to go through a little bit more. The idea of putting people on planes at the moment doesn't sound like a great idea, irrespective of where they're going. That alone sort of speaks to the fact that there are going to be some limitations around the fixture, and all clubs are going to have to adapt as best as possible, and we're more than willing to do our bit in that respect.
Who do you pick out of Merritt and Parrish
The one that's out of contract, probably. No, that's a joke. That's a really good discussion that's already been had, but it went without any conclusions necessarily, and there's a third and fourth possibility to that as well. But they're both midfielders in form. You know, Parrish is having a bit of a breakout year, getting a bit more on ball time. They're a pretty dynamic group in there as well, with Draper in the ruck helping a lot. So as we always do, it can be a little bit overplayed, the one-on-one matchups. We focus a bit more on how's our midfield going to go against theirs, and work out what the right balance for us is first, and then it's very much a secondary thing. What do we have to take away from them?
Chris, does Ryan Myers get a good hit this week, or does he need one more in the VFL?
No, I think he's right to go.
A bit of rain expected on Friday night. How do you think the surface here will end up? And then if there's a second, maybe a third game, who knows? How's it going to deal with that?
Well, my experience here is that it's the best surface we play on all year. For about 11 months of the year. I mean, we train on it through summer as well. The surface is pristine, but there is a patch through the middle of winter where it becomes a real challenge. Now, that's someone who likes his lawn at home, but that's about the extent of my knowledge on it. How do I think it'll go? I don't think you should care what I think about it. And as for the rain being forecast, there's rain forecast in Melbourne 3-4 days out perpetually, so and often it doesn't come. We played the Bulldogs here a couple of weeks ago. Lots of rain forecast, didn't get a drop, but the ground was heavy. It played like a wet weather game, and I think that's your point. It needs to be thought through, but people other than me, I don't have any influence over it. I think at the moment there seems to be this this notion that the home team has a say in what happens from here. That's never been the case, as far as I'm concerned. And if that is a new development, that the home team gets more of a say in where they play, then that'd be fantastic news.
And crowd figure, it's, the Cap's still in place, as we understand it, that's going to be another loss for the club and less fans that can get in again.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what the Cap stands at the moment, 50%. Yeah, it's disappointing, but I think that falls into the category again of, I know it's a bit hackneyed now, but kind of we're all in it together in terms of the AFL industry, and I don't know the intricacies of the financial model, but this idea that some clubs should benefit a lot from home crowds and other sides, you know, should get zero, it just seems to fly in the face of what we've tried to do as an industry over the last 18 months, and I think, you know, the rethinking of the distribution of revenue is happening, and I think it'll adjust for all that. So for us to look at this week's game and say, well, we're going to make, you know, 50% less than we would have otherwise, is missing the big picture a little bit. It's disappointing, clearly, but I don't think it's something that we as a club should cry for on, because I'm confident that the AFL will find a way to even all this out in the end.
I saw Gary Rowan walking before Chris with a splint or sort of covering on his index finger. Is there an issue there of any concern?
Yes, he should be going in through a different entrance. No, they put you with you stalking us all the time, King. No, they put a splint on split fingernails these days, and you know, you walk around a moon boot if you roll your ankle a little bit. So yeah, he's like probably half of the competition at the moment. He's got a little issue that he's able to play through.
I'll
be a little bit more serious about that. Shouldn't underplay the pain and the injury that the players endure. Like it's more than a fingernail issue, but it's enough for him to play. I think sometimes we do gloss over the fact that these players, to all intents and purposes, look like they're normal, but they're playing through discomfort at best, and dysfunction, you know, a lot of the time. I shouldn't have been so flippant.
Back on Ryan. I think he only lost one game during his time away, but is it something you missed from him that he produces that nobody else does that you're keen to get back into the side?
Yeah, we've only lost one game, so I don't think he's not calling himself the barometer just yet. But he's got a different set of skills to our other forwards in particular. He's a smart player, great goal sense, and he's an elite runner. And when you take elite runners out of your team, it always has a bit of an impact. So, yeah, we're looking forward to getting some of those things back from him. Yeah, we're up for it if the AFL are. But again, I think it's incumbent on everyone to put self-interest aside and get through this as best we can. So the idea of home ground advantage, or should you play at our ground, or should you get on a plane to make it harder for the opposition, I think is just the wrong mindset. And worse than that, it's irresponsible. So our role, as far as we see it, is to, one, ask the AFL what they need from us, and two, fight as hard as we can to get those things done. We're obviously, one of our main roles is to play good footy and try to win games on the weekend, but we're pretty keen to protect our people as well. And it's been a really challenging 18-month period. And when I say our people, I mean the people in the industry, the AFL people as well. They've done a great job keeping the competition going. So if they ask us to play off shorter breaks, we'll do it.
Is there room for
Apple? I hope so. I'd love to have him in the team and never have him go out again, you know, for a decade. But it's not that simple. So we still need to work through it a bit. But he's going to play a lot of AFL footy for us. One of the unfortunate things for Quinton is he's been an outstanding sub for us as well. But there's no certainty there. You can't go in with a guy thinking he's going to have an impact in half a game if you don't get an injury. We're not going to leave him out of our 22 for too long, that's for sure.
Is that one of the not downsides, but difficulties of having so many players available? Those conversations, where you've got to tell players who would seemingly be in most other teams that they're missing out again? Is that sort of becoming a little bit
I've always found that a challenge is, you know, someone that I really rate, or a group of people I've really rated, have always said that, you know, once you start finding that easy and you become a bit desensitised to it, you're probably getting a bit long in the tooth and you should rethink your position. So on that measure, I'm invested. I find it very difficult and easy to empathise with those guys. But it's also a reality of footy, and hopefully the reality of being part of a good footy club is that if you're just on the edge, it's going to be harder to get a game every week than it might be at a team that was lower down on the ladder. But I also don't think we should individualise too much there, because there's 10 guys in that position.
What credit do you give to Charlie Constable's 43 possessions in the VFL last week? Does that have you then putting him into the mix as well?
Yeah, Charlie's virtually always in the mix. You know, he's continually does the right things outside of the games, and then performs well in the games when he gets his chance. And it's been hard over the last 18 months. There hasn't been much continuity there. He puts good numbers up, so that's part of it. But you know, we like to think that we look a little bit deeper than just the numbers, and he's playing his role really well. But he's in a similar boat to others in that we have some pretty well-credentialed players who play his position. But that doesn't mean he can't force his way in through performances like that.
So I just asked you, Daniel Lowther was appointed your AFLW coach during the week. You spent a couple of years as a performance analyst. You must be wrapped that you've got that opportunity. And you know, I know he had to be let go last year with the COVID situation, but he's been able to come back into the fold and have an impact on the club.
No, it's a great result. He's a really good football person. He'll do a fantastic job in our women's program. It was, you know, with a heavy heart that he couldn't continue with us post-COVID. If we are post-COVID, in the new footy department landscape. But so it's great to... And it's probably the way we try to run our organisation, full stop. You know, if we lose people we don't want to lose, we're working on a way to get them back at some stage. And through the lower levels as well, we're, you know, trying to provide a clear pathway for anyone that plays in the region, be they young boys or girls, to either get drafted and go and play AFL footy. But if you don't, stay local, try to get the go in our VFL program, and you'll have an advantage over anyone else in the country when it comes to finding a way onto Geelong's list. That goes for staff as well through our Deakin program. I think we've got a pretty good record with that stuff. So Dan's just another example of that program, I think, working well.
You've got a first-time situation here on Sunday where two clubs that aren't Geelong, one of them's not Geelong playing. Will you be here and be in that bizarre situation of watching an AFL game in basically your own venue?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to watching the game. I hope the people in the region are as well. I think it is... As you say, it's a unique opportunity to see two top eight teams play, you know, without Geelong being out there. I think it's, yeah, I can see a world where, you know, look, more games should be played at GMHBA each year. Like, it's a world class stadium, and we have 9 games maximum. That just seems incongruous. We'd prefer them to be us, but if there are other teams, I think that would be, you know, a close second. And yeah, I hope the general public gets behind it, because it's. Yeah, it's a rare chance, and you know, hopefully we do see it again, but who knows?
Making sure that the boys keep their team secrets in the lockers there, and the other clubs running around?
No, they won't be in our area.
I think there was an article suggesting they might be, because there's so much going on here this weekend in the VFL,
W. Well, yeah, there's a lot of stuff written that's wrong. No, it'd be very similar to the Brisbane situation last year. We played a lot up there, and Queensland were fantastic in hosting us, but it didn't extend to using the Lions facilities, and... this situation won't extend to other teams using our permanent facilities either.
Just a quick one on player behaviour. There's been a couple of incidents in the last couple of weeks where there's been fines issued. And then last week with Tom Stewart pushing Charlie Cameron into the team, he wasn't sanctioned for that at all. Some people sort of questioned why. Do you sort of need to remind players about the
Yeah, I mean, I think we always talk about the balance there. I think slinging someone to the ground is like pretty far from a reportable offence. I've got to admit, I mean, I probably wasn't a perpetrator back when I played. I don't like thinking back too far, but this trend of winning a free kick and then whacking the bloke on the head is the stuff that starts that sort of behaviour. Now, I know that just because someone started something, you shouldn't necessarily retaliate. But if you're going to bring up issues around fining, that's the one I'll be focusing on. It was those sort of things were rectified behind the play 20 years ago. But now you can do it with complete freedom and without any fear of any repercussions, certainly not. Well, it doesn't seem to be from the tribunal either, but the line between what's good hard footy and discipline behaviour has always been an important one, and that's the part we try to stress with our players.